Tonight's shir Simen Samech Ches Shlola Hafsek B'Piyutim. We don't interrupt with Piyutim during the Birchas Kriyishma. Se'if Aleph. Yesh Mekoymes Shemafsikim B'Birchas Kriyishma Lohim Piyutim. There are places that interrupt the Birchas Kriyishma with Piyutim, and this is typical on Yontif. One should refrain from saying them. Because it's a hefsek. You're interrupting the middle of the davening. So you shouldn't say the piyutim during Birchus Kriyishma. Ramo, the yesh oimim, others say, there's nothing wrong with it. And that's the meaning everywhere that says piyutim. But if you want to be lenient and not say them, you won't lose out either. But you can't be involved in anything else. Even Devei Torah, you can't interrupt to learn when the Tzibur is saying Piyutim. Of course, it's also to speak any idle chatter during Birchas Kriyishma when the Tzibur is saying Piyutim. And now if some person wants to open a sefer and learn with thinking without saying anything, he looks in the sefer and he thinks, lesbe isur, that will not be usur. Dehirhur lav kedibur dami. The thinking and learning is not the same as speaking. The problem is you may come to speak. Then you'll come to a hefsik. So a person should not separate himself from the tzibur in a place that has the minig to say the piyutim. He should say them with the tzibur. Look ahead in Simen Sadi Sif Yud. In Simen Sadi Sif Yud, the Ramah also brings that a person should say the piyutim at tchinus with the tzibur. He shouldn't be parish with the tzibur, even lasik b'divei Torah. Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Aleph. The Mechaber says we shouldn't say piyutim during the Birchas Kriyishma. The Ramah says Yesh Oimim, there's no Isser Bedavar. And the Mishnah Brura explains that in Isser Shezesha Amu, this is what the Gemara says in Brachas Yud Aleph, Mokum Sha Amu Laharich Einu Roshoy LaKatzer, in a place where they said to be Marich, a bracha that should be long, you can't make brief. Lekatzer bracha that's meant to be brief, in a Roshoy LaHarich, you can't make long. Lo amu ela bevrachos aruchos, that's referring to brachos that were long, meaning shepoischos bevaruch vechosmos bevaruch. It starts baruch ata Hashem and it ends baruch ata Hashem. In those brachos, einu asher lekatzer, you can't abbreviate shlo liftoyach o sholachtom, that you don't want to start with baruch ata Hashem or you don't want to end the baruch ata Hashem. You can't do that. V'chein lehapich or vice versa, kitzaros einu asher lehavichon. A bracha that is brief, you can't extend. Because if you do, you're altering the matbeya, the formula that the Chacham have created. And you know how to do that. But the actual text of the bracha, the Chacham did not give an amount. Say such and such, this is the number of words and not a word more or less. Because if that was the intent, Acham could have given us a nusach with a specific number of words. And teach us each bracha with its nusach. We don't find such a thing. So there's clearly room to expand or perhaps contract in the middle of the bracha. So the piyutim are just an expansion of the bracha. It starts this the right way, it ends the right way, but there's an expansion that gets larger in the middle. And that's the concept of the piyutim that Ramah says is okay. Kasev Rambam Perakam Kriyishma, the Rambam in the first Perakam of Kriyishma writes Klal Shel Dovr, the rule is Kol Meshanim Atbeis Shetovach Chacham Bevracha Esar Zetoeh. Anyone who alters the formula that the Chacham have given us for brachas is making an error. V'chayzim Bevracha Matbein, who have to go back and say the bracha the way the Chacham instituted. The Kazva Kesem Mishnah Perkalav Mibrochas, the Kesem Mishnah writes, in the first perek of Brochas, Davke and Pasach, Bevrocha, Bemokash, Tikliftach. That means you began with a Brocha where it didn't start with a Brocha. Like El Kaina Shom, it doesn't start Brocha Ta Hashem. And you decide you're going to put a Brocha Ta Hashem over there. Or Chosam, Bemokash, Omash, Alachtam. Maybe you added the Brocha Ta Hashem at the end of the Brocha where one did not exist. Or maybe the longer bracha you decided to leave out the beginning that starts with Shema Malchus. Or you leave out the Shema Hashem at the end. So the Kesem Mishnah says that's the pshat of Meshanim Apeish Tov Chacham beBrachas is Lo Yotza. Av Mshina Benusach HaBracha. But if he changed the language of the bracha itself. For the Amar Oso Lashon Mamish, he didn't say the actual wording of the text. But he modified it, keeping to the theme, but not the same words. Afilu chisar kametevus, even if he missed several words, yatzah b'diavad, he will be yatzah. That's not called meshana beya. Havahoya ba'askara u'malchus v'in ha'bracha, because he said the askaras Hashem, he mentions malchus, and the concept of the bracha is there. That's not called meshana beya. Levat ha'tevus she'partu chachashim ha'akvos. With the exception of words that the Chachamim have said on Ma'akiv Kagon, Shlohiska Bris V'Soira B'Virchas Mosam. Let's say he doesn't include in benching Bris Mila or Torah. He's not going to be Yotze then, because the Chachamim say that has to be part of benching. U'mashavruach, let's say he leaves a mashavruach, v'chol kiritzu, or anything like that, where the Chachamim have instructed us that these are things that have to be included. If you leave those out, you won't be Yotze. And this whole discussion is in Magen Avraham, Simen Samachdal, and Simen Kuf Beis Zayin. Or beHagor Kosev the Harambam Perek Aleph Mibrachas Chazer Bo Mizeh. The Vilna Gaon's commentary writes that the Rambam in the first Perek of Brachas reversed himself. V'soved Afilu Bevracha Ruka, that he held that now that even in a long bracha, im lo gamar sofa bracha gedin, if you don't end off properly, become Malkum B'Diavad Yotzi, you will be Yotzi B'Diavad. Like the first view brought in Simen Kuf Beis Zayin. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us a lengthy explanation that incorporating the piyutim in the Birchas Kriyas Shema wouldn't necessarily be considered a Meshanah B'Beis Tov Chacham. The Mechaber says you shouldn't do it. The Mechaber is a Tshuvas Ramah, and he's quoting in the Bir Gola the Rambam in the first Perek of Kriyas Shema, because you're altering the Nusach HaBracha. Dharma says from a Rosh and a Rashba that no, that's not Meshanah B'Yesh Tavacham. There's nothing wrong with it in the Piyutim. So this week's concluding that the Goyin wants to say that could be the Rambam himself as Chayzer. The whole halacha of the Mechaber begins is based on a Rambam that you can't say Piyutim because it's considered Meshanah B'Yesh Tavachamim. That's what he writes in Hechaz B'Roshma, that Kol Meshanah B'Yesh Tavachamim B'Brochus Lo Yatza. Could be his choizer from that in Hilchas Brachos, that you could make a shinui and still yotze b'diavad. So it's not going to be considered something that's ma'akiv in the bracha. I'm not sure, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, one of my visits there to Yisrael, Rav Asher Weiss asked me the following question. What happens if on Chanukah, someone makes a bracha, shekel shamas tzavis, one of the hadlik ner? Stopped right there. It didn't say Shachanukah. Or Shabbos, a shekel shamas lahadlik ner. And didn't say Shal Shabbos. And if it's Yontif, you didn't say Shal Yontif. Is that Mishanah B'Peish Tov Chacham B'Brachos? Do you lose the bracha? Because the bracha was Shal Chanukah, Shal Shabbos, or L'Hadik Ner is good enough. I was unfamiliar with the question. I don't know. It sounded to me that he didn't have a right one with the other. Someone asked him if it happened. L'Chayra, based on this Mishnah Berurah, I would think you Yaitza. You said the ikra of the bracha. But I'll tell you more. If you look at Masechah Seifrim, I just saw it this year. If you look at Masechah Seifrim, when it goes to the brachas, you say, by Chanukah, his nusach is, Asher Kishan, Sosavon, Lahadik Ner. And then you say, Haneras Halolo, in the Masechah Seifrim. In the Masechah Seifrim, when it goes through the nusach for Chanukah, by him, Haneras Halolo came like right after Lahadik Ner. And then after Shos and Nisim and Shech Yonah. Haneras Halolo was like part, right, with the bracha. But his nusach of the bracha is Lahadik Ner. Haneras Halolo and Nachum Halikam. So, L'choyre, Shtikl Raya.
Which way was he noita?
He didn't tell me. I was implying from him, he was declaring. I don't think he can miss Masech HaSeifim, but L'mais is Masech HaSeifim. Masech HaSeifim's nusach is Lahadik Ner.
Is he considering Haneras Halolo?
So that's the question in Sechas Sofrim. Right, so if you look in the notes on the Sechas Sofrim, it says, Lav Dafki, say it here, it means to say it after all the brachas. But if you read the Brisa straight, that's where Hanesel is right after the bracha.
And where he mentions Mashav Aruch, is that a mistake? It means Moir Agashav, or it means the words Mashav Aruch?
I'm assuming it's Mashvach V'chulu.
Because the halacha is clear.
Right. It doesn't.
Ruch,
right.
Not Makav.
I'm assuming him is Marat. I guess. Sifkatan Beis. Kol's Mashah HaTzibur. The Ramah says if the Tzibur is saying Piyutim, you shouldn't be learning. Hu Adin, Afilu im Kfar Gamahu, Vatzibur Piyutim, Vabracha, Vu'oimid Mherik Leperik, Amkanos Nahafsik. This is also true if he finished with the Tzibur, they finished the Piyutim. And he finished the bracha, and it's between sections. That's not a point to be mafsik and learn. Sifkon gimel shemitoch kach. Even if you're just thinking in the learning and not saying the words, but you may come to speak. But it's a limit to say kishiyu hahamon shu mistakel b'sefer. People see him looking at a sefer. Yivo gamkin ladav. They'll come to speak. I will hear about alma divitur after the yeshaka. But if you're just thinking in Torah, and maybe he means without the sefer opened, so then bikumimekel. On the Bishash Chazan Kaddish. Now, if the Chazan is saying Kaddish, Asur Lahar, you can't even think in Divrei Torah. You have to have a lot of kavana when responding to the Kaddish. Sifkon Git Dalad, Ein Lo Adam, a person should not be perished from a tzibur. Umoreinu Harav Chaim Vital Kos B'Shem Ari. A Rebbe of Chaim Vital writes in the name Ari. Shlo Haya Oime Piyutim Pizmoinim. He would not say any of these poems and songs, Elamasha Sidhu Harishoin Gona Kaliri, unless it was set put up together by the early ones like the Kalir, Sheniskanu al Dercha Emes, and they were established al Dercha Emes, Fechenu Yome Yigdal, he wouldn't say the poem Yigdal either. Kamokam Hayid Beno Shom Rav Chaim Vital Aviv, the Rav Chaim Vital's son gave testimony, Shahayashtiach Tziba Bekahal Beyom Neroyim, that when he was the Baal Tefillah in Yom Neroim in the Tzibur, Haya Oimer, Kol HaVidoyim, V'Kol HaVidoyim, he said all the Vidoyim, all the Piyutim, V'Yishma Chochm, U'Mimena Yika Chochm, Musa Haskel, Shloshas Minhagim. So the Chochm should pay attention and learn from here that you don't change Minhagim. U'B'Shloherich V'Shem Ga'oinim Shemitzal and Piyutim, the Shloh goes to great details from the Ga'oinim that the Mitzvah is to say these Piyutim, U'K'Shepiyat Rebelezer V'Chayos HaShohenim U'Bo'os HaKisei. When Ebelezer wrote the poem of the Chayos, the special Malachim around the Kisei HaKavod, La'at Eish Zuyosav, flames erupted around him, Ayin Shamlok over there. On the HaMinhagim Shanogu B'Shoshi HaTefillah, when it comes to the Minhagim that we have in the basis of our Tefillah, L'Kloy Alma In L'Shanos Kol Ech Menag Mekomo. Everyone agrees you cannot alter from the minig of his location. Go Minusach Ashkenaz, Asfarad Ol HaPech, like changing from the Sech Ashkenaz to Sfarad or vice versa, v'chol kegav or anything like that. Kishnei Moser she'orim b'shemayim neged shnei moser shvotim. There are 12 portals in Shemayim corresponding to the 12 shvotim. Kol shevet yesh tol shar minig levad. Each shevet has its own unique shar and minig, and therefore you shouldn't play with your minhag. Don't change your minhag. Udin din al halacha. Ashkenazim Sfaradim or the hepech of, when you have Ashkenazim davening together with Sfaradim, or I don't always have to say vice versa over here, unless he means Ashkenazim and Sfaradim beis medrash and Sfaradim and Ashkenazim beis medrash. Yotzu yidei chayves tefila. Of course, you yotzu yuchiv tefila. V'kol zerak b'minhogim shenoge b'shoshi tefila. This has to do with the minhogim in the base of our tefila. Am Ashkeniska b'gemara or b'divya poyskim shlovdim ha'gemara hushav l'kol. Anything that is mentioned in the Gemara or in the postgame that derived from the Gemara is uniform. No one can take his own minig if it's different from that. So whatever nusach you daven, there's going to be 18 brachas from an esrei plus the 19th for mashinim. The words may be changed, but these basics are going to be the same throughout. Sivkon hei, mehat sibur. Person shouldn't be perish from the tzibur. Ayin magen avram, look at magen avram. The Pesach Shachazonim Ma'arichim Habebi Negunim. On Pesach the Chazonim go to great lengths with the Negunim. Tov Yoyse Loma HaPiyat Kohen Shemas L'Birchas Yotza'or. It's better to say the Piyat before you even begin the Bracha Yotza'or. The Barov HaViyat Piyat Shlomein HaBracha, because the Piyat is not really relevant to the Bracha. V'yachoshev hefzik kashiyah k'delim akula, and then it comes a hefzik when it's long enough to finish the whole thing, the whole bracha yotzor. This is something one should be careful with. We mentioned this before in Siman Samachay. Ayn Sham, look over there. He forgot to say the piyut and he finished the bracha. He wouldn't say it there. If you forget Al Nisim Mechanica, you forget Al Nisim Purim, the halacha is you don't go back. So you wouldn't go back for a missed piyut. Sivkadin Vav Imahem. He shouldn't perish min atzibur, but he should say it with them. V'mispal b'yochid, if he's davening alone without a minion, lo yom eshum piyut b'emsa bracha. He should say no piyutim in the middle of a bracha. Derech agav v'isi l'haske kan, mashahar b'mei hamonim to'im v'shoshon v'yom kippur. Derech agav, I want to mention what many of the people make a mistake on Shoshon Yom Kippur. B'shosh menagin achazim b'tchilas b'yuchas yot sa'or. When the chazim begins the nigin, the beginning of yot sa'or, Hapiyat shel oiris me oifel amar vayehi. Achach maskil namam yad, melech oslachna. The tzibur just picks up from there, melech oslachna. Veinim maskil b'bracha mirsh. They don't say the bracha themselves in the beginning. For the hasim, they say, you have to tell them, it's wrong. They have to start the bracha. The chazan starts and gets a head start, so to speak. But the tzibur shouldn't pick up where the chazan leaves off. They have to go back and stay the bracha from the beginning. So that's a mistake he sees people make, and that should be corrected.